to Mark, but Josh. Josh is filling in for Mark. In the studio, a sunshiny day, but really not a beautiful day out there. We're kind of chilly, but we're heading to Brookings. Heidi Carroll, SDSU Extension Livestock Stewardship Associate, and now the new South Dakota BQA coordinator. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning, Chuck.
Well, are you getting rid of this, getting tired of this kind of weather we've been having as well as everybody else?
I'm ready for the spring thaw to stay.
I am too. I suppose you're going to be, let's talk a little bit about now these, the BQA. It's one of these that some new things have been coming up, and I guess Tyson Foods is the one that's kind of leading it?
Yeah, so on the national scale, BQA has always been the quality assurance program for the beef industry. And right now, some of the packers, so Tyson Foods specifically, has come out and is looking to their cattle suppliers to be BQA certified by January 1st of 2019. In addition to that, they're also looking to the truckers and the transporters. They want to really ensure their customers that everybody in the production chain is BQA certified. So those transporters, they're going to be certified in BQA transportation, and they're looking to have that requirement in place by January 1st of 2020.
Now, Tyson Foods is kind of, it's a pretty big processor, isn't it?
Yeah, so they're one of the top processors in the U.S., and, I mean, they're the first ones at this point that kind of made a more public news release. And it's not that they're trying to put anybody on the spot. Wendy's is one of their customers for the final food product, and Wendy's is also making similar claims. They want to source 100% of their beef for their restaurants from BQA-certified producers. And that's a great statement. It just it changes with the consumer's perceptions of how their food is raised.
But BQA really isn't a bad thing, because it does allow us, and many of the producers are doing the same thing anyway.
Yeah, BQA, the principles there are just best management practices, really focusing on good record keeping. If you ever get a sick animal, how do you treat it? Are you using good techniques, and are you following through on product management? It also goes with anybody who's handling an animal. Simple, just minimizing the stress every time you have to interact with those animals.
When you get when we talked about some of the changes, what are some of the changes? I know, I think this year you have to have something done by March 1st. What's that?
So South Dakota, there's nothing that needs to be done by March 1st. There's just some changes to how South Dakota's implementing BQA. There was a transition of the state coordinator position. So previously the state coordinator position was with the South Dakota Beef Industry Council, and now it is with SDSU Extension. So I'm stepping into that role. So now with SDSU Extension implementing it, just a couple minor changes to how it's going to go about. South Dakota did have a Level 2 program. However, we are going to transition away from the Level 2 critical management plan that producers did with their veterinarians as the certification portion, and we'll strictly have just a single level. You sit through your educational curriculum and recertify in your BQA certification.
Now,
the certification is still good for 3 years. Nothing about that has changed.
Any cost to that at all?
So there are two ways to recertify, Chuck. There's an online modules that you can go to and find at bqa.org. All of those are free. You do them at your own pace. You can start and stop them, because we all know that calving season is busy. And once we get past calving season, we're into planting season. So you can stop and go as you need to online, and that's free. If you are looking for in-person, there will be a fee associated with getting certified in-person, and that'll be $50, and that's good still for the 3-year certification.
Now, do you get a South Dakota certificate, or is this all going to be done on a national basis?
So South Dakota previously did issue state-level certificates, and there will not be any state-level certificates. It will all be coming certificates from the National BQA program. If anybody's got questions or wants to know what their status is for their certification, they can just give me a call or shoot me an email, and I can look up what they are in the database.
Now, feedlots that may have several guys running that business, do each one of them have to get a BQA? All the owners?
So each employee that interacts with the cattle, may it be the processing crew, may it be the one who's just out there doing pen checks and writing. It is encouraged that everybody has at least training in their job duties. Now, that can be simply completing a BQA certification program. Sometimes the feedlots want to do a little bit more on-site training to how they do their protocols, and that's typically what producers will do. But it's remembering to just document those trainings for employees. It's really critical to make sure that you're trying to keep all your employees up to date, because we know that the industry's changed so much over time, and how we do things or the products we can use changes so much over time. So it's just a continuous improvement, making sure everybody's on the same page.
Now, we're talking about dairy. If we talk about dairy, I know we're talking about beef. Some of these dairy animals are sold. Do they need to be BQA as well?
So the BQA for dairy, there is a dairy animal care and quality assurance program for dairy animals that are being marketed on the beef side. If the producers want, they can either do the typical beef side of beef quality assurance, or they can go online and take the dairy animal beef quality assurance. Now, dairies who are in the milk supply and have the milk herd, they're also participating in the National Farmers Assuring Responsible Milk Program. And the dairies are already asked to do a on-farm evaluation for the milking herd. So they're doing that every 3 years already. And so that's another side of the quality assurance program outside of BQA as well.
Now, they've had vets involved in this. They used to have to do an on-farm visit. Is that still needed?
So for feed yards or grow yards, there is the option that they can be listed on the National Feed Yard Assessment Database. So packers can contact NCBA and inquire if their specific suppliers are listed and meet the criteria of being certified for listing on the National Feed Yard Database. Those criteria are simply the key personnel are BQA certified, so your manager, your owners. All of the employees still must have documented employee training in their tasks. And then the feed yard can participate in an on-farm assessment. They can use the BQA feed yard assessment. Now, they can get the form online at bqa.org under the assessments, or they can contact me and I can email them a copy. They can complete it for themselves and then send their submission to me, and I can work with getting their information submitted for listing. Now, everybody wonders, well, what's listed? Am I out there for the public to see? And the answer is no. It's a password-protected database that it only shows the feed yard name, the city and the state, and the year that they completed that feed yard assessment. So it is confidential. It's not just this big list out there on the internet.
Now, I was seeing that veterinarians can become a South Dakota BQA trainer. Can those vets then, if they become a trainer, go and meet with, like, say, 4 or 5 livestock producers and kind of put on a training for them?
So, yes, that's another thing that we're working on getting started here, and I look to get the training app going this summer. Veterinarians, they can contact me if they're interested in becoming a BQA trainer. They can then host their producers or their clients, and they can do their in-person trainings for their clients if they don't want their clients to go online. They can then also get a little bit more interaction with their clients. They can go do the feed yard assessment if the clients want them to as well, and then they can work together to submit that information through me to be listed on the feed yard database.
Now, can they pull this information off of iGrow?
Yeah, so all this information will be on iGrow.org, just looking at BQA, and the two most recent articles given all the updates to the South Dakota BQA program should pop up.
But it's one of these, don't delay. You're going to need it probably. It's in time. It's just inevitable right now, isn't it?
Well, it is, and I mean, it's not something that is saying there's anything going wrong. And I mean, Tyson stepped up, and there's been a big push for sustainable beef production, and ensuring animal welfare is a component of that, and ensuring safe food production is a component of that. So every part from the cow-calf ranch all the way down to our food supply, the food service and the restaurant level, they're all trying to do their own part and give their own customers that same satisfaction of knowing it's all being done to the best of our abilities.
And it's one of these that sure isn't going to hurt you, because it's just going to make you more aware of everything when you do it.
Yep. And I mean, it's quick and easy to go online for free and get your certification done, and you're good for 3 years.
And your carcass will be in better shape by following the rules.
That is true. And I mean, it's just a matter of time. The rest of the major packers, they'll likely be following suit with similar claims. And so just stay in touch with your buyers. If producers have questions, just stay in touch with your buyers to know what your specific packers' expectations are.
And they have to be renewed every year or every 3 years?
Every 3 years.
Okay. Well, Heidi, I appreciate you bringing us up to date on what's happening out there, because I know there's some talk, and it's starting, and so now is a good time to start doing it when you can't do anything else.
Well, exactly right. We all have the winter blues, so you may as well do something with those winter blues to be productive.
Because when the sun comes out and it dries off, everybody's going to be doing something else. Heidi, thank you very much, and have a good spring or the rest of the winter. I don't know, it's kind of the same thing, but anyway, have a good weekend.
Well, thank you, Chuck.
All right. And that's Heidi Carroll with South Dakota State University, Extension Livestock Stewardship Associate.